This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You heard the audio there. Richard Sherman dead.
Yeah, ruptured Achilles. That's a bummer. It's the second time it's happened to him. He's a tough dude, but there's only so much you can do.
I have a solution for these Thursday games. All teams to play on Thursday come off a bye and just have bye weeks all year. I don't know if there's enough byes.
Well, and plus, they don't want to have byes late in the season
right, or
really early in the season, and Thursday Night Football goes all year, so it won't work out that way.
Your Houston Texans plus 11 at Ram.
Pick your number. You can't bet the Texans right now. The Rams are a good team. The Texans are in the conversation for worst team in the NFL right now, so I think the Rams just wrecked them.
I want to take the Texans to cover here, but the Rams have speedy receivers, and we've seen what those guys do to the Texans' defense.
Robert Woods going to feast.
Yeah, so I can't play because I can't give 11, but that's the direction I would go.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. Some really good stuff. We had RJ Bell at 5:30 for a rather lengthy segment there. And, if you're ordinarily, this is where I would welcome in the SportsMap 94.1 listeners.
But they're busy listening to Aggie keep the game closer than it should be.
Yeah, exactly, which they need to stop doing at this point. A little bit of breaking news. Houston senior guard Rob Gray has been suspended for tonight's game. He will not play against McNeese State for the Cougars. I hope you didn't play that one.
No, I didn't.
He participated in a church rec league game this offseason. And somehow that gets you a one-game suspension.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's what it says. So Joseph Duarte just tweeted that out.
That's a suspendable offense?
Apparently.
Well, so I'm against that.
Don't go play in any league involving God in the offseason because the NCAA will get
you. So are
you
not allowed to play pickup games?
I don't get it, man. I don't know. I don't. I'm sorry.
Well,
I didn't do it. I'm just, telling you what happened.
Thank goodness you didn't do it.
Did Aggie just take the lead and a foul?
I think they did.
God. Oh, well. Hey, let's talk about some college football that we
Rob Gray, their best player, mind you.
Right.
Yeah.
Is McNeese any good?
No.
Okay, so they'll still win.
No, they should still win, but...
Yeah, you don't want to lose that guy.
You already lost your best player, to the NBA. Now you're losing your next best player.
Yeah.
It ain't great.
One game we haven't talked much about this week, but I'm semi-interested in. I wish I trusted Michigan's offense more, because Maryland's probably going to be on a fourth-string quarterback. And
yeah.
Michigan's 17-point favorite.
I look at that hard. I can't. I want to play Michigan, but I can't play Michigan because I can't count on them to score 17 points.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is sad, but I just can't.
Yeah, I don't trust their quarterback position. Here's another game that I like the over on. Tulane, East Carolina. 62.5 is the number.
All right.
Take the over.
I didn't even really look at that game very much. Just the initial line, I was like, it looks about
Tulane
right, I'm out.
Tulane was 7-point road favorite. Now they're down to 5.5. I'm not going to play that, but I do like the over 62.5. I think there's going to be plenty scoring in that game. Wake Forest now a 1-point favorite at Syracuse after opening plus 2.5.
Yeah, I looked at this game a lot, and it's hovered around Pick'em for most of the time, and I have no feel for who's going to win. I tend to lean Wake Forest, but not enough to take a play on it.
Here's one of those games where I'll play the over simply because the spread is so big. Penn State minus 31 against Rutgers.
Yeah.
The over-under is 54. That's a fairly low over-under total for a 31-point spread.
The problem is you got to count on Rutgers to score a little bit.
Maybe. Yeah. I think Penn State can cover the over by themselves in this game.
Maybe.
And they're going to be pissed off after last week. And Rutgers is bad. So that's another one where I'm looking at the over.
They're going to be pissed off or they're going to be playing for with no motivation because now the best they can do is end up in, the Music City Bowl or something.
I think they're going to play pissed off. Michigan State plus 17, Ohio State. We've talked about that.
I love Michigan State here. Michigan State plays Ohio State close. 17 just seems like an absurd number to me.
Couple other games I wanted to get to. The Air Force minus three at home against Wyoming.
I got nothing for you.
I'm not going to play that, but Wyoming at home is really good. Road, not so much. And, I keep an eye on them because I think Air Force is going to win this game. I'm going to catch Wyoming in their next one. Tech minus 7.5 at Baylor.
Can't play it. I don't trust Texas Tech right now. They should blow them out. Baylor's garbage, but and Baylor got their win, so they,
Baylor got the victory.
But Texas Tech's been a mess lately.
They've lost five in a row.
They probably have a coach who knows that he's done, and players know that their coach is done.
No, they're not getting rid of Cliff. He's too good looking.
Yeah,
you cannot fire an attractive person.
I got fired once.
Like I said, you can't fire an attractive person.
When I got fired, my co-host was like a legit handsome dude. He got fired with me.
Well, you dragged him down then.
I guess so. I dragged him into the ugly.
This Oklahoma line is down to 6.5. I'm going to keep an eye on it. If it gets back to 7, I will definitely play TCU here. And, I don't think TCU is a bad money line play in this game either. I mean, I wouldn't get crazy with it.
The reason why I won't play TCU this week, I'm not playing Oklahoma either, but TCU, the one weakness they have is big plays in the passing game, explosive plays in the passing game. And that's what what Oklahoma can do.
And Kenny Hill, you get evil Kenny Hill shows up.
So it's a pass for me just because I could see Oklahoma landing some big things down the field. But I think outside of 7, it's way more comfortable.
That Iowa State, Oklahoma State, we talked about the under, 60.5.
I love the under.
It's gone down a point since you mentioned that, by the way.
Oh, has it? Well, yeah.
Because you said that,
there.
People followed it, and they bet it, and now it's 60.5.
I don't think I have that much power, but I do.
I think you do.
I do like that under quite a bit.
I think you told me earlier in the week you like Virginia plus 11.5 against Louisville.
It's up to 12. I bet it at 12 today. Or is it still, where's it at now for
I'd
you?
I'd say 11.5.
Yeah, I got it at 12 today. I like Virginia a lot. I just don't understand. Louisville, if they weren't called Louisville, people wouldn't think they were worth a damn. But because they rolled that helmet out, they're getting a big edge here. Virginia, I think, is a better team than them. If I had to pick a double-digit dog to win outright this week, it'd probably be Virginia.
Okay. So throw a little money line action on Virginia. Notre Dame minus 3 at Miami. You've talked about this a lot.
I've been pretty clear about this.
You like Notre Dame?
Yeah. I don't believe in Miami. I haven't believed them all year. I got burned betting against them last week. I told you I was waiting. I've been waiting all week for Virginia Tech and for Notre Dame because they're gonna have a short number and they're both going to punk out Miami. And Miami just outplayed Virginia Tech. I was wrong, but I still don't believe in Miami. I got to go back to it again with Notre Dame. And if I'm wrong again, then I'll probably be betting against Miami the next week. I don't see it with that team.
Utah, I think you like a little bit at home, getting a point from Washington State.
Yeah, I like Utah a lot here. Washington State on the road is not just a lesser team than they are at home. They're a bad team when they're away from home. And Utah is not as bad as their record says. Washington State doesn't have a lot to play for at this point. Losing the games that they've lost, they're not going to play in the Pac-12 championship. It's either Stanford or Washington. So I'm going to go with Utes here.
One game I like quite a bit is Southern Miss minus 11 at Rice. I think they're going to crush Rice.
I almost played Southern Miss last week, and I'm glad I didn't. I didn't get the number I wanted against Tennessee. But Tennessee beat the hell out of them. That's the only reason I worry, because if I'm Southern Miss, put yourself in the shoes of a guy on Southern Miss. Isn't that like the biggest game of the year for you, getting to go play at Rocky Top? That's like a big deal. You get blown out, and the next week you're playing Rice. It seems like a letdown spot to me. It's a no play for me, but
it's more a play.
Rice is bad football.
Right, Rice is just can't cover. I mean, the one time I bet them this year that they covered was against UTSA, and where they were,
and you broke up with UTSA after that.
Yeah, I did, because they let Rice cover. So
unacceptable.
Georgia minus 2 at Auburn. I like Georgia here quite a bit.
Man, this is a game that I liked more at the beginning of the week than I do now, and I started thinking about the fact that Auburn still technically controls their own SEC destiny.
Yeah,
if Auburn wins here, they beat Alabama. They play in the SEC championship game. Georgia's already in the SEC championship game. If they can lose out and still play in the SEC championship game.
I think they have bigger goals than that, though.
I think so, too.
I think playoffs are the goal for them.
But I mean, obviously, they're not going to lose out. But I do think Auburn's playing for a big upset here, and they're trying to make something happen. And Auburn is the one team with two losses. Even if they have two losses, they beat Georgia and Alabama twice in a four-week span. That team gets in the playoffs.
Well, they're going to have to beat Georgia again, though.
Alabama and Georgia get Georgia twice, not Alabama twice.
Right.
But if they win that in a four-week span, that team is getting in the tournament.
About Aggie, -17.5 at home against New Mexico.
God, I kind of feel the same way about Aggie as I do about Texas Tech. They know their coach is getting canned. Aggie should beat the hell out of New Mexico. New Mexico's horrible, but I just can't count on Aggie right now to cover a number, so it's a pass.
Arkansas, LSU -17.
I'm leaning LSU. I hate giving up more than a touchdown with LSU because
I don't think they'll score that much.
They're just so pathetic on offense more often than not. But they're improved. They're way better than they were at the beginning of the season. And Arkansas is just trash. I think LSU should be able to cover that, but it's not a play because the number's too big.
About Clemson 16.5 over Florida State.
Clemson. And I don't even hesitate. Clemson's a major play for me this week. I have him at -16. But power rankings number, I have a 20-point game. So I don't even feel like I'm sweating pushing the number on Clemson.
I'll give you one more for your late-night catch-up that I always like to do. Hawaii +10 at home against Fresno.
Okay.
For your last game of the night.
Man, I like Fresno. That's going to be a tough button for me to push.
It's a good team, but that's also a – yeah, there's – Hawaii's better than people give them credit for. I think Fresno wins, but Hawaii's going to make a game out of it. All right, there you go. That's your look at the college
football
lines.
Rundown.
Yeah, we're all caught up on everything now. We've gotten all the betting.
Thank goodness
that people could possibly want. So there,
a lot of people thought we wouldn't get to it all, but we did.
Indeed,
I don't think anybody thought that.
Yeah. Do we have something here, John? Hello, John.
My man Ben Schoen. Yeah, listen, this applies for the people in Houston. It applies for the people out here. If you are getting jacked around by your insurance company because of the hurricane, you got your house got flooded, your business got flooded, whatever, your apartment got flooded, whatever it is, and the insurance is trying to lowball you, don't let that happen. Ben Schoen at David Lowe & Associates is there to help you. He's an experienced attorney with homeowners, renters, commercial claims. He's going to be by your side and make sure the insurance companies don't bully you. And he's going to get you the best payout possible. His average payout is 2 weeks, and he doesn't get paid until unless you get paid. You need an experienced attorney by your side, and that has been shown. He's here to help. He's got superior knowledge over the average insurance adjuster, and you can't be represented by an adjuster in court if you ever have to go to litigation. He's got specific knowledge regarding the state of Texas because he's local. He's right here. He's in the state of Texas. Don't wait for help any longer. Check him out at disasterrelieftexas.com or give him a call, 832-871-5067. You have friends to help you get through the tough times at David Lowe & Associates, and that includes Ben Schoen. Disasterrelieftexas.com or 832-871-5067.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else.
If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, Texas. Calder Drive. Still got time to get out here because we got a couple more segments to go. One thing I sometimes forget on Fridays because RJ goes over is the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. So yes, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Can we agree that Oklahoma is almost Florida? Pretty much.
Man, we got a yeller.
Yeah, right. Now it's getting fun. All right, we can agree that Oklahoma is almost Florida, right?
Oklahoma's the Midwest Florida.
Yeah, so here's your headline, and I think it says it all. Drunk convict straps porn magazines to his stomach as body armor before challenging his former trailer park neighbor to a knife fight.
Sounds legit.
That pretty much says it all, right? Drunk convict straps porn magazines to his stomach as body armor before challenging his former trailer park neighbor to a knife fight.
Well, it was Bedlam Week in Oklahoma last week.
There you go.
It happened early, so all the crazies are out.
48-year-old Donald Gaither allegedly donned the X-rated material in lieu of body armor. Then he turned up at Troy Bagley's mobile home in Pontotoc County, Oklahoma, armed with four blades. Once there, he's said to have screamed, "Come out and get some," through his former neighbor's window. And this guy looks a lot older than 48, I got to tell you.
Oh, man. But Oklahoma ages you hard, though, man.
Yeah, it does. It does.
That's a rough life you live in Oklahoma.
But he reportedly blamed his former neighbor for getting him evicted from the Country Hills trailer park.
Are you sure this isn't the Rand Paul story?
No, it's not. Oh. But he decided to fight him to settle the dispute.
Okay. It sounds eerily familiar to the Rand Paul story.
Well, how messed up do you have to be to get kicked out of a trailer park? In Oklahoma,
most trailer parks, I feel like if you pay your rent, they let you stay no matter what's happening. Even if there's a sign out front that says "We sell meth," they don't care. If you pay your rent, you can usually stay in your trailer.
Well, instead of coming out to fight, he called police, who confronted the suspect.
What a coward!
Who's also said to have been swinging a large weight attached to a lanyard at the scene. So you got this long-haired guy with four knives, a weight, and porno mag strapped to him as a way to defend himself. Shocker, Pontotoc County Sheriff John Christian said he appeared to be intoxicated somewhat.
I don't believe it.
He did comply with the officer when he ordered him to the ground at gunpoint.
Fake news.
And he was holding knives in both hands whenever the deputy confronted him.
Did you get this from the New York Times?
No, this is from Daily Mail.
Okay.
After a short...
I thought it was maybe from the failing New York Times.
After a short chase, he was...
That sounds fake.
Yeah, well, after the short chase, he was arrested, and the officer found the pornographic magazines taped to his stomach. He told him that he had been in prison before, and that was a way that they used to protect themselves in a fight. He had previously served time in prison for aggravated assault and battery, shocker, robbery, possession of stolen property, and extortion. That's a pretty good resume.
That is strong.
Yeah. He was charged with assault with a dangerous weapon and possession of an offensive weapon. So is it that the weapon is offensive or that he uses it in an offensive manner? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, if it's covered up under his shirt, I feel like that shouldn't be...
Well, but I wonder if it's the weight with the lanyard thing.
Maybe I'm
pretty offended by that, frankly. So regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
says porn mags are built to deflect hard steel.
No.
No, they're
Grow
not.
Grow up.
They're not. It's a little funny. Come on. All right. What do we want to do here? Well, we've been pretty sportsy today.
Well,
for
West Virginia down 7 at half, so okay. I pretty much hate life right now.
Well, let's do something cheerful that will cheer you up then.
What could possibly cheer me up, Fred?
I don't know. I
you have a story. You don't have a story that could cheer me up from that.
Not really.
They're down 7. I need them to win by 7.
I have a Russian who says he lived on Mars before he's reborn on Earth.
That's also fake news.
Well, I'm not saying he's telling the truth. A 20-year-old Russian claims he lived on Mars before being reborn on Earth. And his name is Boriska Kiprianovich. And apparently he's confounded experts with his knowledge of outer space for his 20 years.
So he knows a lot, huh?
His parents claim he was able to speak months after he was born and would often discuss subjects they had never taught him, such as alien civilizations. As a toddler, he amazed his doctors by being able to read, write, and draw by the age of 2.
Wow.
His mother is a doctor.
He's way smarter than my kid.
Well,
Russian schools, they're advanced.
Maybe he really is an alien. That's why. He's from Volgograd. He claims to have lived on a war-ravaged Mars, which suffered from a nuclear catastrophe in the distant past. He says that Martians measuring about 7 feet tall still live underground on the red planet and breathe in carbon dioxide. They are immortal and stop aging at 35 years.
Oh, man.
They are also technologically advanced and capable of interstellar travel.
I can't wait to see this.
I'd like to meet these guys. You know me, I'm big on aliens, right? As a schoolboy, he explained how the Martians had a strong connection to the ancient Egyptians on Earth and how he once visited the planet as a pilot. He said the Earth would change dramatically when the Great Sphinx Monument in Giza is unlocked, adding that there is an opening mechanism is hidden behind the ear. This dude is out there.
I've got another story.
Yeah?
You might like.
Has it got aliens in it?
No, it's got drugs. What you into that? And grenades.
Well, I'm into weed, but not, you know, other drugs. You mean just for the story. For the purpose of the story, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, for the purpose of the story, obviously.
Right.
That lady looks like she's got something other than weed, right?
Oh, yeah, she's very methy.
Yeah, but it's in England. I don't know if they even have meth in England. Well, she's a bartender, 44 years old, was getting ready for a night out. She had $2.1 million worth of drugs in her home.
Okay, are these like pills or?
It doesn't really. It's amphetamines and some cocaine.
Okay. Some cocaine.
Some cocaine.
I'm guessing an awful lot of cocaine.
No, mostly meth, it looks like.
Ah.
But the reason why she was found out is because she also had a grenade on her bedside table. Why you feel the need to have a grenade when you're a bartending drug dealer, beyond me.
Well, maybe somebody's going to try to steal all your drugs.
That's what a pistol's for, or a gun. Grenades are not effective home defense weapons because in order for them to work, a grenade has to go off inside your house. That's not good.
No, you throw it out on the front lawn when the bad guys come. You see them coming, you pull it, boom.
Well, let me tell you how it works in the real world. In this world, you knock the grenade off your bedside table while you're getting ready to go out on a date. The grenade detonates inside your house. What do you think happens next? The police show up. Police tend to notice when a grenade detonates inside a residence.
If there's an explosion, generally police are going to show up and probably find all your drugs.
Yep, they found all her drugs. She pleaded on the basis she was not going to profit from the sale of the drugs. I think she's just trying to tell them, I'm going to do this $2.1 million worth of drugs all by myself this weekend. They didn't buy it, so they took her to jail anyway. Daniel Travers, her attorney, said, the fact the explosion, of course, came as a complete shock to her. It really awakened her to the danger she was putting herself and her 14-year-old son in.
Oh,
and
the fact she forgot to mention the 14-year-old son.
And the fact she meant too little to them that they would leave that dangerous article in their bedroom right next to her son's bedroom. She said that Knight had started the use of cocaine after the death of her husband, but was considered a well-respected member of the community and worked at a local pub, which was run by a retired policeman. So, but she's still got to go to jail, even though she works for a cop.
Yeah, I'm guessing almost blowing yourself up and having $2.1 million.
Cops hate that.
Now, could it have not been that much in terms of drugs because it just so happens that they're more expensive in Britain?
No. Well, it's 2.1 million pound or 1.6 million pounds,
okay,
which is $2.1 million. I did some math during the break.
Okay. Hey, I have something to give away to the people.
What is it going to be?
It's going to be a Daniel Jacobs autographed boxing glove.
Nice.
When a commemorative...
He's fighting tomorrow.
Daniel Miracle Man Jacobs autographed Everlast boxing glove. Brooklyn-born Daniel's headlines... Brooklyn-born Jacobs headlines world championship... I should read these before I read them, right?
Yeah. It's okay.
All right, I'm going to start over.
Three,
when a commemorative...
3, 2, 1.
I'm going to do my reheal. Wait,
3, 2, 1.
That is the worst commercial on our
it's
air,
awful.
By the way. All right, you can win a commemorative Daniel Miracle Man Jacobs autographed Everlast boxing glove. Brooklyn-born Jacobs headlines world championship boxing in a middleweight showdown against undefeated Luis Arias. Plus, Brooklyn's exciting heavyweight Jarrell Big Baby Miller makes his HBO debut against former world title challenger Maruz Wok. Watch it live Saturday night at 9 Central, only on HBO. We'll do caller 15. Maruz, is that what that is? I'm not familiar with him.
It doesn't matter. Daniel Jacobs going to murder him.
No, that's Big Baby Miller.
Oh.
Marius, what?
Oh, I don't know anything about the undercard fight.
Yeah.
That's a made-up fight.
It's fake news.
But Daniel Jacobs is going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, Daniel Jacobs
probably behind Canelo and Golovkin, the best middleweight in the world. So he gave Golovkin his toughest fight. He gave Golovkin a better fight than Canelo did.
You're still saying Canelo didn't win that fight?
Yeah. I'm still going that.
I see. Murky's with me. She says that alien guy sounds legit.
I got a boner story on the other side of this if you want it.
Sure. Does it involve Summerwood? Or
no.
No, okay.
You don't need Summerwood for this kind of boner.
Jeremy asked about Pitt minus 10 at Indy. 5 o'clock, we went through all the games, so catch the podcast there. We've got details on that one, too. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. Two more segments to go, so you still got time to get out here. Take advantage of those $12 Miller Lite buckets. Want to thank Miller Lite Coors Light for having us out here. And Luke's for having us out here. Been fun. Lamont asked when you guys travel to Beaumont, do you stay overnight or return the same day? I always go back, but I'm on the east side of town, so it's only about an hour 28 for me, you know, wheels to ground.
Yeah, and, we used to stay.
Yeah, we did, and that always got wild. But,
and a lot of the times we would stay, because we used to come out here for the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And the draft would be over late, and it'd be like, well, I'm not driving back now, so we'd just crash out here. But when we just do the show here, it's not too bad.
And I'd have to get home and take care of the dog. So he says, it seems like Beaumont was 2.5 for me, but I'm black and I obey the law near Vider and all of that crap.
Good call.
Yeah, but Vider's the other side. You don't have to go through Vider unless you're going to Louisiana. So, honestly, if there's no traffic, man, you can blast about 80 all the way home.
Yep.
And it'll get you there in plenty of time.
So. Hey, I got this story, Fred, about a televangelist who performed a miracle.
Oh, really?
And is being, they're trying to hide, they're trying to take this miracle away from him.
You can never take a miracle away, AJ.
Incredible Happenings Ministries leader Paseka Motsoengong.
That's a made-up name. That's
no,
fake.
He's a South African televangelist, and he is a celebrity in South Africa. He's like our Jim Baker, maybe.
Okay. He's our Joel. He's like Joel Osteen, right?
I don't think he sells food buckets.
Benny Hinn. Maybe he's Benny Hinn.
But he he used the power of prayer to revive a parishioner's erection. And the TV station, Soweto TV, refused to air the footage because during the ceremony, the man used his newly refound virility to have sex with his grateful wife in front of the film crew. Church in South Africa is a little different than here.
Yeah, that sounds like a plot of a porno that I watched the other day on Pornhub.
Where the pastor, he prayed to...
Maybe I actually saw this.
A boner.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that wasn't actually a porno. Maybe that was for real. They just posted it.
He said, I tried to stop them, but they told me they couldn't stop because they were starving for months. The husband was so excited that he got his erection back, offered to pay me. He said that... He came to church a while ago and complained that although she was blessed with three children and recently got a promotion at work, she was sex-starved because her husband suffered from erectile dysfunction.
Oh, I could have solved that for him.
I went there and entered their bedroom and asked them to put their hands on their private parts. Yeah. After that, I prayed for them, and the husband immediately regained his erection. The grateful wife said, my husband got his erection back, and when he came back from outside to call the crew to film our testimony... We were already busy having sex. We couldn't just wait. It had been too long. I apologize to the pastor for doing that because it was embarrassing. The pastor has blurred out the sex for his TV show and claims the testimony of the couple is no more pornographic than other programs on the station. He said, every weekend we watch movies which have episodes where people are shown having sex. Here there is no sex, but they can't show it. They have shown two of my shows, or they have not shown two of my shows as a result of this dispute. So it's not only, it's not the first time it's happened.
Let me just back up a little bit. So he put his hand on the guy's...
No, he told them to put their own hands on their own junk.
No, I was about to say, because...
And then he put the hand on the shoulder.
Otherwise...
The shoulder bone's connected to the junk bone, as we all know.
It's getting a little Kevin Spacey-ish for me.
Fair.
If he's touching anything, but...
Pastor Mamboro is a controversial figure in South Africa due to the phenomenal success of his ministries and his lavish wealth. So maybe he is like their Joel Osteen.
Hmm. You think Joel Osteen would pray for my erection?
He might, if you ask.
I'm just curious. I speak to God every day. I have a direct line. I will ask him to fix your erection.
Yeah, I don't know. He's busy with real things. He doesn't have time for that.
He's busy with not letting people into his place after a hurricane. You know, we know that. So... Soccer Bilal says, sounds like these people just wanted an audience. Yeah, I think that's probably what happened. They're like, dude, this is our excuse to have sex in front of people, in front of a congregation.
Let's get it on.
That would be kind of a cool thing if you're trying to pull that off.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I bet they would. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. You have any other boner stories?
That's my only one today.
Interesting.
I hate to break it to you.
Oh, okay. It's too bad I don't have a Summerwood read now because that would have been a perfect way
really
to go
good.
Into it. Yeah.
Instead, I'll tell you about beer.
Well, not yet. We still got a few minutes in the segment.
Oh, then why'd you – when you make a reference to the live read, I feel like I need to –
No. But I was just saying I would have – never mind.
Whatever.
You're
I'm a failure.
No, that's not it at all. That was on me, okay? I screwed that one up. I do have I have a couple other stories if you want to get to them, including the secret codes that airlines don't want you to know.
Okay.
Because apparently there's things that they say. If you ever hear 7,500, if the pilot says 7,500, it means the plane's been hijacked.
Oh.
So.
Well, if he says we're cruising at an altitude of 7,500 feet. That would be the sign?
Yeah, that means that somebody's sitting in there with a knife to his throat.
Okay.
Code ADAM is used to alert other staff of a missing child.
I mean, how far can a child
get? Exactly, on an airplane? Yeah.
That seems like a place where a child can't get lost.
Last-minute paperwork, I've heard this one. That's usually a revision of the flight plan. Has something to do with the plane's weight and balance record. Or so you're in for a delay.
I've been bumped on that.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I wasn't even the fattest person on the plane. They still bumped me because of weight. That's what pissed me off. I feel like if there's a weight problem with the plane, they should bump fat people first.
It should be the guy that's taking two seats, right?
Yeah.
So, air pocket is pilot speak for turbulence. I've heard that. But that's the one that... That 7,500 worries me because now, if I ever hear that, I'm going to freak out.
Well, and now if let's say, for instance, a terrorist reads this, and he's going to cut the pilot's head off if he says 7,500. So now the pilot might switch that to 2,500.
Yeah.
And now every number I hear the pilot say, I'm going to be like, oh, no, I wonder if he's trying to really tell me.
Yeah, that, hey, like, what can I do? What am I going to do if the plane's being hijacked? I'm sitting in the plane.
Let me give you advice, Fred.
Yeah?
Go kick in the pilot's cockpit door. And
that's not happening because then some air marshal's going to.
This is good advice.
No, it's not good advice.
You'll have white privilege in this instance. Especially with your last name. No, you'll be safe on a plane.
Uh-huh. Yeah, are you going to come visit me in Guantanamo?
You'll be fine as long as you stop the attack.
Yeah, good luck. instead, maybe I'll just drink a Carbach.
There you go.
How was that? Was that better?
That was better. Listen, guys, if you haven't made it out to the restaurant, you need to get out there. Fantastic food. It's open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. I saw they've got my favorite back on. The Korean fried chicken is my favorite dish that they serve, and they've got it back on now. They had taken it off for a while foolishly, but they smartly put it back on at my request, I believe. And all the food there pairs really well with the great Carbach brews on the wall. If you need an idea for a company holiday party, Carbach's available for private events. They've got a couple great options, including the indoor room that can accommodate approximately 185 people, and they've got a bigger space outdoor in the beer garden. Come check out the space today, see if it works for you. Also, come hang out in the beer garden after work. They open at 2:30 on Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. on Saturday, and noon on Sundays. Admission is $11. You'll get a 9-ounce glass and 4 tokens for the Carbach of your choice. And while you're there, take a tour of the brewery. Tours are first come, first serve, no reservations needed, and it's located right out of the 29610 interchange at the intersection of Mangum and Tacoma. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida.
You can't sign up because our promo team bailed early.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yep.
Well, let's try this again. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel downtown Jacksonville Riverfront, go to the football game at Everbank Field, and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN975. I'm sure you can find one of the other two ways to sign up, right?
I guess you could.
Yeah, that's what you're going to have to do because they're gone. They abandoned poor Ninja, who's here by himself.
Horrible. You didn't ride with them?
Neither.
Oh, don't worry about me. That's cool. I'm not even here. Oh, don't. No, it's okay. I don't want a sympathy high five. It's fine.
No, I'll give you a hug.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
That's why we like Beaumont.
Yeah. I just got like a piece of trash. Just came up, high fives Fred, and then just pretended like I didn't exist. It was very offensive to me.
You ought to be used to that
well,
by now.
Good. There's love all around. There's love all around.
Rob said, for the record, airlines never cruise.
I'm probably jealous because she has a big rack. That's probably what really bothered me about it.
I know. She also has a big boyfriend, too. So.
Oh, that guy's nice.
Rob said, for the record, airlines never cruise at that low of an altitude. They only climb or descend. So cruising at whatever number, if it's a low number, the plane is being hijacked and I should save the day. No, I'm not saving the day. That's what we have a air marshal for. Don't get me on that.
Come on, Fred. Be the hero.
And Brett says, bad advice. They carry guns in the cockpit now. So this is what happens. We have a lot
of... But you're
of,
trying to save them from the bad guys.
Well, I'll save them before... I'll be one of those guys, if I see bad guys trying to get in there, I'll be one of the guys that goes up there and tries to tackle them. Because I'm going to assume if a guy's hijacking a plane, I'm already dead. So I'm going to do my best to stop it.
Yeah.
All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Man, I think all three of us at some point here were like, okay, they're the best team, they're going to win. But we kept putting a butt on it.
What does Kate have? Kate, never mind.
She needs a butt on it.
Well, sir, that's a man's wife. Don't you dare disparage her body.
Yeah, shame on you, man.
It ain't my wife.
All I know how to do on Instagram is put different filters on pictures of the poops that I take.
Really? That's what you do? Thank God I'm not on Instagram.
Yeah, that's my Instagram.
It's dong shots and poop shots.
Dong and poop shots. That's it.
Really?
No. Did you see that the Texans made a transaction?
They did. They got a quarterback.
Got a black quarterback. Guess what his name is?
Colin.
Josh Johnson.
Oh.
But you can't accuse him of being racist now, right?
Well, I didn't think you could before, but okay.
Well, there were people who were.
Why?
Because he wasn't going to bend and bring in Kaepernick.
You mean he wasn't going to kneel to Kaepernick?
Yes, he wasn't going to bend his knee to Kaepernick.
I see.
Do you know the last time that Josh Johnson threw a pass in an NFL?
That's like 4 years ago.
How about 6 years ago?
6 years ago?
2011.
Was that wrong? I thought he played for the Colts for like one game.
He played for the Bengals and the Browns in 2012 and 2013, and he actually got into three games in those two seasons, but it was just to take a knee.
Oh, so he just came in to take the knee, huh?
Yes.
Oh. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see the Deontay Wilder fight?
Whoops. Wow.
Wow, how did that happen?
Really loud.
Yeah, what the heck? I thought I had this turned off. Motown Grooves, two legends of Motown, the Temptations and the Four Tops, take the stage at the Arena Theater.
That sounds kind of cool, actually. I would be the only white person there for sure.
John would be the only Asian.
Maybe we should go together, John.
Okay.
If two grown men go see Motown together, is that gay?
Well, unless you Charlie Sheen me.
Yeah. Sir, you're...
That's,
oh, come on.
You're not a 13-year-old boy just because you look like one.
I think you're going to be on like an oxygen tank by 65. You're not going to be able to smoke weed. You're going to have to take suppositories.
No.
With THC.
No. That might be it.
Yeah.
All right. Now you're on to something.
Now I'm on to something.
Beth keeps wanting to put stuff in my butt. If she comes up with that, I might do it.
With a THC strap on?
No, it's not going to be a strap on.
If it's like a foxtail attached to it.
No.
Can't no, that'd be the best.
Nope.
And then, like,
nope.
Eventually it melts away and the foxtail falls out, and that's when you know you're baked.
Nope.
What if this THC suppository is 9 inches long and veiny and strapped to your wife?
Stop there.
No.
Stop there.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
John, did you notice I had zero belches?
Yeah, good job.
Yep, thank you. I'm
you had
a pro.
One today, though, but not on air.
Off the air.
It was off the air.
Off the air. Oh, Lord. What are you guys doing?
AJ has been his young lady has purchased him a shot because he complimented her boobs. That's very nice of him.
God,
for her.
Dude, I don't even know what that is.
Me too.
It's like, it does taste like Gatorade.
You're welcome.
Thank you, doll. That's her... She's trying to make up with me because she punked me out earlier when she high-fived you. We're made up now.
Are we good now?
We're good now. Now we're good.
He needs another one.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, boy.
I don't have a college football team. I bet on sports. I don't have a team. LSU, okay. Sure, LSU. Astros, yes. Whatever you say. Whatever you say.
All right.
I agree. I agree with you.
All right. We want to thank Coors Light Miller Lite for having us out here. I want to thank Luke's for having us out here. I want to thank everybody for coming out who came out to see us, especially young ladies who buy you shots. And the popes who show up to everything. Got to thank them for coming. They're always here.
Yes.
And
except the Aggies. Because the popes are here, the Aggies are going to win tonight, and I'm done with West Virginia.
It's one game in, AJ. One game in.
Well, 0-1.
All right. Is there music playing? I guess there is. Great job.
Go Yale tonight, right?
Yeah. I've just followed you on this one game. So.
Wow.
Great job by John Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Great job, City of Beaumont. Great job, Lukes. I did okay. Till next time.
You've been worse.
Till next time. Stay sportsy, bitches.
You gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward. ESPN 97.5.